Though he is a rock star, you know, when I first became familiar with him, he resembled to me, you know, the kind of people that I had known in my own life, the people that I grew up with. I think even for people outside New Jersey, when they get into Bruce and his music, you know, I feel like he has a very special, particular ability to foster a quite intimate connection with his listeners on like an individual level. People think of Bruce Springsteen as one of their buddies, you know?
Regular fella.
Yeah, in a way that you don't really see so much with these larger-than-life rock stars. You know, he seems to intend to take the concerns and the hopes and fears and anxieties of the common person as best as he can understand them. And he presents them with a kind of grandeur, like a cinematic enormity that I think his listeners probably find very validating. He treats these kind of mundane, quiet, simple moments with a lot of respect, and he expands upon them to the point where they have like this massive cinematic thing happening. And I think that that helps his listeners to really feel like they are the hero of their own lives. You know, and we all need to feel that way once in a while. You know, you can put on his music and the listener could say like, you know, the things that are happening to me and my experiences, like they matter. They're important. I feel like they're important, and this guy must also.